Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Donald Trump, during a call with the nation's governors today, called their response to violent protests across the country weak and urged them to call for more National Guard troops to be deployed in their cities if need be to keep order. In tape of the call obtained by ABC News, Trump lambasted governors for not responding forcefully enough.
Get a lot of men. We have all the men and women that you need. But people aren't calling them up. You have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks.
NPR has confirmed parts of that conversation. Trump later at the White House Rose Garden, as protesters clashed with police nearby, declared himself, quote, the president of law and order, saying he'll deploy the U.S. military if need be to halt protests. A curfew took effect in Washington, D.C. at 7 p.m. tonight. A Minnesota medical examiner has released additional autopsy results in the death of George Floyd, the black man killed in police custody last week. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson has that story.
The medical examiner's report has officially ruled Floyd's death a homicide, a death at the hands of another. It's a key legal foundation for any criminal charges stemming from his death. The report says the cause of death was cardiopulmonary arrest, which occurred as he was being restrained by police. One officer kept his knee pressed on Floyd's neck even as he gasped that he could not breathe. The medical examiner's report also notes Floyd had other significant conditions when he died, including fentanyl intoxication and recent methamphetamine use. The autopsy also found he had arterial sclerosis and a heart condition caused by chronic high blood pressure. The autopsy does not assign responsibility for Floyd's death. That will be a matter for court proceedings. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
In Minneapolis today, protesters gathered near the site where George Floyd was arrested and died. As NPR's David Schaefer reports, protesters conducted a reenactment of the incident as they mourned Floyd.
Before Terrence Floyd arrived to lay flowers at the spot his brother George may have taken his last breath, scores of people stood in somber remembrance, prayed, and chanted his name. Organizer Tommy McBrayer had a white man lay down on the street while three black men pinned him down, simulating what three police officers allegedly did to Floyd. David Schaefer, NPR News, Minneapolis.
The nation's manufacturing sector showed continued signs of weakness last month, though it did come off its 11-year lows a bit. The slight rebound from the Institute for Supply Management, a key purchasing managers group, the first indication perhaps the worst economic effects of the COVID-19 outbreak may be easing. Stocks gained some ground on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 91 points at 25,475. The Nasdaq up 62 points. The S&P rose 11 points today. This is NPR. A sharply divided Supreme Court ruled today retirees with a defined benefit pension plan may not sue the plan for mismanagement and self-dealing so long as the pensioners get their monthly pension benefits. As NPR's Nina Totenberg explains, the vote was 5-4 with the conservative majority prevailing.
Two pensioners sued the U.S. bank, claiming that it had mismanaged the defined benefits plan to the tune of $750 million. But writing for the court's conservative majority, Justice Brett Kavanaugh said the pensioners have no right to sue because they got and continue to get the regular payments they were promised under the plan and thus suffered no harm. Writing for the four liberal dissenters, Justice Sonia Sotomayor accused the conservative majority of treating the beneficiaries as mere bystanders in their own pension plans, requiring them to stand idly by while the plan administrators ignore their fiduciary duties and misappropriate the fund for their own benefits. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A California biotech firm is reporting some positive results with the experimental drug remdesivir. Gilead Sciences today reporting the drug, when given to moderately ill patients hospitalized with COVID-19, showed it improved symptoms. So far, it's the only drug that's been shown to help fight the coronavirus. A large study done recently by the National Institutes of Health also found the drug could shorten recovery time for patients hospitalized with severe disease. Crude oil futures prices fizzled a bit today, oil ending the session down 5 cents a barrel to close at $35.44 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.